So I would like to talk to you today about the suite of tools that have been developed under the P3G umbrella, a suite of tools that I hope will be useful for the support of harmonization between large population-based biobank, but as well between a lot of studies, as well as network working in different areas. So P3G stands for Public Population Project in Genomics. But as you will see, the tools that have been developed can be useful in a broad range of different scientific expertise or area of research. So when we are talking about harmonization, and I will not make the case of why we need to harmonize between studies, I think let's say that we all agree on that. So we can want to harmonize to synthesis or to pool data between the different projects, or we can want to harmonize as well to facilitate the replication or the comparison of results. And when I will talk about harmonization during the talk, I will talk as well about the individual data that have been collected between the studies and as well about the summary statistic that can be generated by the different projects. So what do we want to harmonize? When we want to do harmonization, we want to harmonize the questionnaire collected by the studies, the physical measures, the biochemical measures, and all the information collected to ensure the quality control and the processing, but as well some information that can be downloaded from registries, hospitalization, death, or any type of registries. The problematic when we want to harmonize between studies is that particularly for co-op study, we have several waves of collection of information. So sometimes we can have the BMI that is collected at one time, but the biochemical measure that is collected at another time. So that is adding a level of complexity to the problem. Something really important as well to understand is that we are fostering the prospective harmonization of cohort or study, but as well it's really important to try to use the information that is already collected by the studies. So the prospective harmonization will lead to a broader range of variables that you will be able to share because you will agree ahead of time of the information that you will want to collect in the same format, while the retrospective harmonization is trying to pull together the information between different registries or between different studies. But in reality, that is what you have. You want to pull three studies together. So in one study, and here it's an example related to a questionnaire, but it's the same thing for the codification and the health registry of different countries or different provinces. So in the example here, you have one study that is asking, do you currently have a job or do any unpaid work outside your home? The other one is asking, what is your job title? And the third one is asking, what is your current employment status with a series of categories? And you want to pull that information together. So what you will add at the end is probably just, do you have a paid job, yes or no? Or are you working, yes or no? And that's it. So the principle for harmonization, I think that is really important to understand, is that we can... In some contexts, you have one study with different center, like described by Philippe. So you have exactly the same protocol, exactly the same question. On the other side, what you have is a series of different studies that are collecting information, but without having any agreement between them. And the harmonization will be for the research question of interest that you have. Sometimes you will want to have measures that are really, really, really close from each other. So you will want to have, in the example here, the measure of FEV for genetic lung function. You will want to have a measure that is really close, while in other contexts, you can have more flexibility that is allowed. So the harmonization will be the balance for your specific scientific question that between the perfection, the exact standard and the inclusion of a little bit of variability in the way you are asking the question or in the way you are measuring the measure of interest. So what needs to happen when you want to achieve proper harmonization? First thing is that you have to provide a comprehensive description of the studies that are part of your network. You need to know what are the selection criteria, what the all the protocol for the collection of the information. So you need to really have a clear idea of the studies you are working with to be able to investigate after that the bias that can be pulled in your analysis at the end, that the bias that will influence the data that have been generated at the end. The second step is to identify the specific information you will want to share. So what are the 10, the 100, or whatever number of variables you will want to share between the different studies? The third layer is to evaluate for each of your variables that have been identified. Let's take the BMI. If each of the study is able to create your variable in a way that is satisfactory for you, so that is inferentially equivalent to what you want to obtain. The synthesis of information. So once you have identify one study that is able to create your variable, you need to send to that study or to process the data through an algorithm to be able to have the data in each of the study under exactly the same format to be able to pull the information together. That then analyze finally your pooled databases. So if we are talking about the first layer, so the description, what I've been developed under the P3G umbrella is the P3G catalog that we call that you can find on the P3G Observatory. Up to now, it's written 156, but in fact it's 160. Large population-based studies that are described on that catalog. So by large, what we are talking about is more than 10,000 participants. And collecting information about the quality of the life habits and the outcome, as well as blood samples. And up to now, in that including those 160 studies, we have over 10 million of potential participants through all those studies. I will not pass through all the information that is is in the catalog, but I think that I can just highlight the information that is included in the questionnaire catalog, because that can be perhaps useful for you. So in the questionnaire catalog, what we did is that we separated each of the questionnaire of the studies in block of questions related to different topic or interest. And we classify all those blocks of question in a series of keywords. So what you see here is, for example, the sweet and baked goods. You have the check, and for each of the check, if you click on the check, that leads you to the specific question asked by that study. So that can be useful for a researcher that wants to develop a new questionnaire, but that can be also useful for someone that will want to share information with that specific study. We have the same thing for the physical and cognitive measure. So if those are things that can interest you, I suggest that you can go on the P3G Observatory and if you need to have supplementary information, I will be happy to provide some. But that is great, but that doesn't allow the specific evaluation of the potential to share that information between the studies. So what we develop is what we call the data schema, that stands for data schema and harmonization platform for epidemiological research. And the aim of the data shaper is to support the development of emerging studies and providing a kind of guideline of the information to collect, and as well provide a template to facilitate the harmonization between the studies. So in I will pass quickly through the two platforms of the observatory, of the data shaper, just to mention that the first platform is online. The other one is finished, but it's not online yet. So if you want to have supplementary information, you will have to contact me again. So the data schema, in fact, is the identification of a core set of information, core set of variables that you will want to share. And as I mentioned, that can be offered as a guideline for emerging study or as a template for harmonization between the studies. Up to now, three of those data schema have been developed and are online. The first one is called the generic data schema. Generic data schema include variables like in life habits, the smoking status, alcohol, and in the smoking status you will have smoker yes or no, past smoker yes or no, the quantity of cigarette smoke. So each of those domains of interest are including a series of variables. So it's up to 190 variables that are included in the data schema. You also have information about the socioeconomic status and the health outcome. The second schema that I've been developed is the Canadian Partnership for Tomorrow. Philippe talked about a little bit about that project. In fact, it's the five Canadian cohorts that agreed to share information. So that is a schema that I've been developed prospectively. And the third one is a schema that I've been developed within a network of specialized disease-oriented studies working on renal diseases, and included 143 variables. What could be of interest here particularly is that a series of other schemas are under development, and we are talking about one on nutrition. So some of those schemas, so that approach can be used by different researchers and could be eventually used by your group eventually if there is an interest in the approach. So identifying the information to share is one step. After that, what you have to do is to identify if each of the studies of your network can share that information. And you have to be really rigorous in doing that. That's often a step that is skipped a little bit by the investigator, and I think it's really important to take the time to evaluate properly for each of the variable if one given study can create. So it's not in calling your friend and saying, okay, send me your smoker and non-smoker that you will solve your problem. You need to do it properly. So the platform provides help, in fact, to estimate the potential for the sharing of the information. How is it's working is that for each of the information, like I mentioned, we are classifying for each of the study, we are classifying as possible, a complete match, partial match, or impossible match for each of the variables. A complete match will be when you will be able exactly to create the specific variable. That can be in using two questions of your questionnaire, but you will be able to create your variable. So, for example, menopause, yes or no. Menopause being defined as having stopped your menses for more than 1 year. In one study, if they are asking the question, have you stopped your menses for more than 1 year, you will be able to have a complete match. But if in another study they are asking, have you stopped your menses, yes or no, and since how long, you will be, again, able to create that specific variable. The partial match is when you are losing a little bit of information. So it can be sometimes when we are having, and I think the question of nutrition that we worked on are a really good example. So we define the frequency of food intake as continuous variable to facilitate the pooling. But if a study is asking, have you ate more, less than X number of serving, between X and X, you are losing a little bit of information, so you are classified as a partial match, but that can still be pulled together. So it's it depending on the context. An impossible match will be when you don't have enough information to allow the pooling, or the information is not at all included in the study. So just to give you an example of how is it is in the real life, here what you have is the average number of glasses of red wine consumed by the participant per week, and the glasses of red wine is an open variable, so a continuous variable. So if in a study you are asking in a typical week how many glasses of red wine do you drink per day, you will have a complete match. And you have at your left all the information, all the specific rules that are used to support the research assistant in their decision. Because initially what we did is that we developed that approach and we said to different research assistants to do the matching of complete, partial, and impossible independently. And we compared the result of the harmonization between each of the research assistants, and it was a nightmare. It's really subjective. So if you have, for example, a question on diabetes and the information is, have a health professional ever told you that you have diabetes or high blood sugar? is it diabetes or no? So one investigator or one research assistant can say yes and the other one no. So we decided to do those specific rules to support their work and have something that is more organized for their decision. So again, here a complete match. You can have between the consumption during the week and the weekend, and you will still be able to create the number of glasses of red wine. But if you have the example, the study D, for example, where they are asking, in a typical week over the past 3 years, have you how many drinks of red wine do you drink? Here you will not be able to have a complete match because what you are looking for is the current consumption. So that example perhaps illustrate a little bit the difficulty of doing that thing, but what we are trying to do is to, like I mentioned, structure the decision and offer, that is like it's online again, but we are still piloting the tool, so it's not open access, but offer a software to facilitate the work of the researcher, and all that will be openly available to everyone that want to use the tool. So we did all that work, but we wanted to test if it was feasible or not, or what was the reality. So we did a first study using the generic data shaper, because it was the first one that was developed, to investigate the potential to harmonize a variable between large population-based studies across the world. So what we did is that we selected studies that, again, I've recruited a plan to recruit at least 10,000 participants, collected biological sample that was enabling DNA extraction, collect comprehensive information on life habits, socioeconomic status, and health outcome, and as well were willing to provide access to their questionnaire and their standard operating procedures for us to be able to evaluate the possibility to create our 150 variables that we had in the generic data shaper. So 53, in fact, studies agreed to participate. And we did all the exercise of matching for those 53 studies. And that those 53 studies altogether plan to include more. In fact, it's more than 7 million, including the last one, participants. So those studies are coming from Europe, 26 studies, North America, Australia, and Asia. So it's really all around the world. And like I mentioned, we did that matching, and the final result of that matching is that if we take everybody all together, 38% of the studies and the variable could be pulled together. However, there was a lot of influence of the design of the study and of the type of variable and that potential of matching. So, for example, the studies that were more recent, that were using computer survey, computer data entry, and that were targeting the individual participant instead of targeting the family of the participant. For those studies, it was the potential of matching was quite higher and up to 47%. And for specific variable, as for example the variable classified as essential, what we had is that with that 150 variable, it's a broad range of variable. So what we did is that we classified a variable in essential, important, and useful. Essential variable would be, have you ever had cancer, yes or no? The important variable will be, have you any member of your family ever had cancer? And the useful information will be how many of your siblings have cancer. So it's really level of importance of the variable for the eventual pooling of information. So in the class of information classified as the category of information classified as essential, 38 of the 150 variables were classified as essential, and the potential of matching was 61%. So that's great, but what do we do with that? It's not really interesting. What we will want to do is to know in real life, when you want to do analysis, what you will have at the end. So here is an example of a case study where, for example, you have the blood pressure, If you take the blood pressure, you have 30 other studies that are allowing the pooling together of the blood pressure. Blood pressure, blood body mass index, and the level of physical activity, you are down to 27 studies. And when you are adding blood pressure, body mass index, level of physical activity, but as well the use of alcohol, the quantity of cigarette smoke, and the post-secondary education, you have 10 studies that are allowing to study together those six information. But it's not so bad. You have more than 1 million participants that you could pull together in that study. And if you are currently, because we are using studies that are not necessarily finished yet, so currently 700,000 participants are recruited. And for the majority of them, the blood sample are obtained too. So that, I hope, will facilitate the collaboration between the courts. And we hope to, a paper will go out soon, but we hope as soon as it's done to give access to everybody to that information to facilitate the use and facilitate the collaboration between the studies. But that is great, but that's just one. What we did is that we developed the tool, we developed the software. What is important, and we are offering that structure, what is important is to have users. So have people in specialized network that will use the method, use the approach. I will certainly be the one that will say what are the relevant variables for diabetes or for other area of expertise. So what we are hoping is to find some champion or some user of the approach. First thing, to test the approach, because we are still in the period where we want to improve the tool and make it user friendly as possible. So it's really to those future users to build their little house of, I hope, high quality using that software. So thanks a lot.